Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay. We're here. We're back. It's three for the money. New episodes every Thursday. Brought to you by the TrendCenter app. 15% off a premium membership and use code TFTM. Check out greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. We're here and we're back. And Chris is 30. And we got back from the bachelor trip yesterday. So we really didn't watch a ton of sports, but a decent amount of things happened. So we do have things to talk about. But other than that, I mean, I regular gambled instead of just sports bet. So there's that. Only lost a little bit, but I probably made my money in free drinks. So that's something. Probably definitely in the green there, but yeah, got a decent amount of shit to talk about. Chris, how are you, Mr. 30?
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, thanks so much. Yeah,
I'm also 30.
Back from the bachelor trip. Wallet's a little bit lighter. I'm a little bit older, so not great. I'm just kidding. It was a great time. But yeah, 30 sucks. Me and the old lady went to get our marriage license today, and
sick.
Yeah, on the form it said it has like our names and all that shit, and it had my age and it said 30. And I was like, first time really seeing it. So that I pointed at it. I was like, oh God. But
we had candles that said 30.
First time seeing it on a legal tender document. Like, hey, you're 30 now. Like, it's over.
when does a birthday cake mean you're not the age you are?
I wasn't saying
that. News to me.
First time seeing it on a government issued piece of paper being like, you're old. I was like, thanks, government. But yeah. Also, cake's delicious, so I don't care about the cake. But sure. Yeah, doing good. Today was the first like real all day weekday of college basketball. Like, so Big 12 tournament started today, Big 10 tournament started today. So it's coming. You get our first little taste. It's coming. So doing pretty good in that regard. How you doing, Sean?
I'm exhausted still. Trip is great. We're not going over records for gambling this trip. Nope. Yeah, everything went great at the bachelor party, except every single time we tried to eat. Every meal we had was an adventure. Just at the house, at when we went out. But that's how we make memories. So can't be mad at that. But am I glad to be back? Yeah, a little bit. Love you guys. But that last day, I was like, I would kill to be home right now.
Yeah, on those like 4 or 5 day benders, it's like, all right, I guess I was only physically and mentally prepared for one less day.
Yes.
And the last day is like, oh God, it's like
it's
work.
Just driving. It's just driving.
Yeah,
but got home, went straight to sleep. It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
So we're back in the real world. We're talking about real world things. Sports are back. I like NFL free agency so far. I think it's popping off pretty great. But yeah, I think we've got some breaking news. Not from us, but
As first
Sure
reported here on Three for the Money, the Ravens are backing out of the Max Crosby trade. And that literally happened like 15 minutes before we sat down to record here. And as we were talking about what we're going to talk about, the news also broke that he did not pass his physical. So first reactions were like, oh shit, what happened? Right. Do they just not believe in him anymore? And now it's like, oh, well, of course they would back out. Like he's out of shape, you know? So I don't know. That sucks for Max Crosby, because I think the Raiders are probably one of the worst teams to play for in the league. At least the last like.
Well, I don't know. These past few days they've been signing everybody.
The Raiders?
Yes.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, to be honest, I've not been keeping up with Raiders acquisitions. I'm sure they've been getting like they're kind of in similar spaces as us, I believe, with like a shit ton of cap space, but I have not paid attention to what they've done. I did read on Twitter right before we started that Crosby did have like some sort of surgery to repair a meniscus. I don't know if it was torn or partially torn. I can't remember, but his failed physical could have something to do with that. I don't know. They didn't release any official like why he failed it, but that's just the Twitter speculation so far. Is that?
Yeah. So, but that was like, I guess probably the biggest football news I think over the time. But
so like, can he take the physical again? Like, what happens now? Like, I guess not for this trade, but like, can he take another one? Like, is anyone else going to want to trade for him? You're like, okay, take it again and see if you pass.
I feel like, you know, I mean, are the trades like back on, or does the trade like, because there's a ton of shit that's like, you know, we're not going to re-sign this guy or unless there's a trade or whatever, and then there's deals in place for players when it's like the day of the draft or something when trades actually go through, I think.
Gino got traded today or yesterday, didn't he?
Yes, to the Jets.
Yeah.
Back on the Jets. I'm sure he's very excited.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to end where it all started.
Yeah. But was that like there's a trade that is planned that will happen. Both parties have agreed. It's just a time thing. I could look that up, but I have like a bunch of NHL trades on my home screen right now. So I'm not
gonna I got it real quick.
Okay.
So like trades are voided if they don't pass, but a team can release a player or a newly signed player contract can be voided. And a failed physical is often subjective. One team's fail may be accepted by another team's willing to take a risk.
Okay.
Interesting.
So he didn't fail a physical. They saw something on his physical that they didn't like. And it was big enough to have in the risk assessment on the trade. So
gotcha.
They backed out.
Okay.
I wonder how much, you know, like how much is the risk? Is it like, because like he's being traded for like two first round picks and something else, some other, I think like a note, like a roster player or whatever. But like,
he's also like $106 million player. That's pretty big risk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So it's like, but would they do it if it's one first round pick? Who's to say?
Another team might.
Yeah, that's what. So I don't think they'll trade him back to the Ravens because they're like, eh, no.
Right.
But
yeah.
Dude, that sucks. I'd hate to be Max Crosby. I mean, he's probably got a cool life, but
he's fine. Oh no, I get paid $200 million to play a game and to live in Las Vegas. Yeah, the team blows. That's fine.
Just saying. Just throwing it out there. I mean, professionally, you want to be on a team that wins, but.
Shouldn't have signed up for a fuck ton of money with them.
I agree. You took the money. You made your bet.
Yeah.
I lie in it. But, you know, who am I? Other trade news. I mean, guess not trade news, but NFL free agency. We signed Alante Taylor, who's very good.
I really like that one.
Yeah. We signed the lineman. No, we traded for to the Broncos.
The right? Broncos. Yeah. The Murphy something.
Yeah. Who's like
Franklin Myers?
Franklin, yeah, that was it. Myers, not Murphy. Myers.
Yeah, who's like, never heard of him.
Love that.
Yeah, that one's really
I
good,
love
too.
Love that.
Yeah, never heard of him, but upon looking into the numbers, it's great. He was like top 15 in quarterback pressures and something, like tackles or something. I don't know.
And Cordell Flott.
Yeah. We're on the road trip back. We were talking, like, because we never heard of this guy, but apparently Giants fans are upset about it. It seems so. Cool. I have no idea who this guy is.
He was like the second best corner in free agency.
All right, let's go.
And Alante Taylor was the first.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Oh, sick.
And what then could go wrong?
You add Franco Myers. With Big Jeff, you're like, hey, we just fixed our defense in like 10 minutes. Think about it. Like, with holes are filled.
That's what makes me. Oh, good.
I will say we did the same thing like 2 or 3 years ago when we when we signed Awuzie and the other one from the.
But
Snead?
Yes, Snead.
We have a competent defensive mind, though.
All right. Was Snead there for the last year of Rabel? That felt so long ago.
Snead's up there with shit. Who is that? Name escapes me. The guy that we got from the Falcons who never played a snap and like retired. What was that guy's name?
Vic Beasley.
Beasley, yeah. Snead's up there with Beasley, which is an all-time grifter.
Yeah.
Just like, there for the money.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Beasley was at least honest about it. He just dipped it right after. So he was like, oh, it's my little pinky toe hurts. And now fuck that guy. But it does seem like, yes, we have filled a lot of holes, but kind of what Will said, I've seen this movie before. I'm treading lightly with my optimism.
I understand. I did.
Like,
I get it.
I am very excited. Like, I want to be very excited, but then part of me is like, watch them play football first.
I just have a better feeling about this, but I have seen this movie before. So
I guess last time did feel like there was more expectations put on both of those players and it just didn't, like, the expectations were too high, but also like they didn't even come close to even meeting a single expectation. So I think actually Awuzie had a couple of decent games, but other than that, I think he was injured most of the time.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He
just didn't, like you said, kind of live up to what we thought he was going to be. He was serviceable, but
we're also forgetting a very important free agent we signed. MVP Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes,
that's true.
For a second, I thought you said MVP, and I was like,
"No, as in Nickelodeon."
Yes, yes, yes. It all came together.
He's also a Pro Bowler. So, just saying,
it's true.
He also loves to kiss titties.
Yes, this guy rocks.
This guy fucking rules.
welcome, Trubiscuits.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. It's just fun. We're like, let's get a little silly.
And honestly, like from an actual football standpoint, it's good to have a backup quarterback who's not like mentally disabled back there. Those last
Right.
two guys we had, I was like, why the fuck are these guys playing the NFL?
Yeah. In my mind, I don't know how you guys feel about his capabilities, but like at least in my head, I'm like, Mitchell Trubisky is not a starter. We know this. He hasn't been a starter in the league forever, because he couldn't play up to that standard. But I also feel that he's a bit more than a backup. Like in terms of skill, like it feels like if Cam goes down, then like, we still have a decent shot to win the game.
Yeah,
That's how I feel.
it's not yeah, like if he goes down, you're not like, oh, if Cam goes down, you're like, oh fuck, like this is like we're not gonna win another game. It's like, okay, we're still probably gonna stink, but we have a shot.
Right. And like, a shot is really all you can ask of a backup QB. So, not bad.
Did we get anybody else on offense? Was it Wan'Dale Robinson?
Wandale Robinson, yeah.
I like I'm again cautiously optimistic about that. It's like he had 1,000 yards last year with the Jets or Jets Giants.
He had a
So I was
thousand
like,
yards.
I believe.
All right.
I think I saw that somewhere. But I like that. I mean, let's go.
Yeah,
I mean,
we need a not senior citizen in wide receiver one.
yeah.
And
So is he?
it
Is he going to just automatically be one then, you think?
is. Yeah, if we let go of Ridley, I mean, I don't know who else is wide receiver one.
I didn't
That's
know if we're
better
going to let
than
go of Ridley or not.
Wandale.
I didn't know if we're going to let go. I mean, Wandale is better than Ridley, but I didn't know if it would be like a, if he would just automatically come and be like, all right, you're the guy. Because he's still, I mean, he's better than Ridley, but I don't know if he's the best receiver, but
And you know
we'll
what?
see.
He's not, but like, he's not the best receiver in the league, but he is very serviceable. And I think it'll be cool to see what him and Cam can do together.
Yeah,
So.
he had 1,014 yards last season, 4 touchdowns.
All right. Pretty good. We need good players.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I also think that maybe, depending on the draft is how we learn if Ridley is gone. I don't know if we're gonna, I really don't know what we're gonna do with our first round pick at this point.
Oh, well, since we signed Franklin Myers, we're getting Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, probably.
Like, and I'm not mad about that one single bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like it feels like no matter who we draft, I'm not going to be upset, unless of course it's like a quarterback,
Well, that's
but
not.
that's not going to
We
happen,
don't
you know?
know.
I
That's
guess
true.
you're
Stranger
right.
things have happened. Mendoza's still there.
Yeah. But it's also very interesting because Carnell Tate had a pretty bad combine, so he may fall to like early second. So it's like get Jeremiah Love 1-4, and then Carnell Tate at like 2:34 or whatever it is.
Could be.
I wouldn't be mad about that.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll see, but yeah. What are you
I thought
pondering?
I thought what was frozen for a second.
Did we trade T'Vondre Sweat to the Broncos or the Jets?
Jets.
Who did we get from that? We got,
An edge rusher, I forget his name, but
is that Jermaine Johnson? It was
yes.
Jermaine Johnson. Okay. So our defense
Who
is
is
looking,
also good.
our defense is looking pretty good.
Yeah, so
Yes,
we
that's what I'm
yeah, so
saying. Like,
we've got edge rushers now. I'll be very surprised if we take Bane.
yeah, as much as I'd love to have the guy, like, I really liked him in the national championship game, but Jeremiah Love's there. Fucking.
Yeah. Love Tony Pollard, but I think he might be.
See ya. Like,
Yeah. Did a good job, but
good
yeah,
job, but bye.
Shit. I really didn't pay attention to really any other team signings, if I'm gonna be quite honest.
Chiefs getting Kenneth Walker is
Oh
probably the
yeah.
biggest, I would say. They're gonna be back again, aren't they? We thought it was over.
I mean, like, they signed Travis Kelce to one more year, and it'll probably be his last year.
Oh, for
And so
sure.
it's like, hey, we might as well spend all the money we have while, the window is open. And I mean, like, really, if Travis Kelce leaves, like, the window's still kind of open.
As long as they have Mahomes and Andy Reid, which I don't know how much longer they're gonna have Reid, but definitely if they still have Mahomes, I mean they're gonna have some sort of window.
When is he slated to come back? Because he tore his ACL last game of the season, or last third to last game of the season, because he didn't play against the
He'll
Titans.
be back. I thought I saw something he would be back pretty early in the season. But I mean, that was like months ago, so who knows for sure. But
Yeah. That's
he's the golden boy. The NFL will give him the good medicine.
Yeah.
Another big signing was the exciting whites broke up. Reed Blankenship went to the Texans.
I did not know that.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, middle
I don't like
name.
that.
Dude. What a dog.
Texans are going to be fucking good, aren't they?
Again.
Yeah,
Not if
like
Bryce
really
Young
good.
is, or not
CJ
CJ
Stroud.
Stroud. Sorry. I saw something about the Panthers.
Well, now they actually have a running back they can hand to when he's throwing five interceptions a game.
Yeah, true.
Not Woody Marks and the ghost of Joe Mixon.
Ooh, I might come back, or maybe
I
I
wouldn't need like proof of
won't.
life on this guy because it's like, I know they cut him, but like, I need like a picture or something to say, he's like, hey, he's still like present.
Dude, yeah, he might just disappear. I mean, he probably made a fuckload of money, so.
Speaking of making a fuckload of money, Tua Tagovailoa, did you all
Right.
see this?
Yes.
Took the league minimum on a
No.
1-year deal for the Falcons.
I did not see that. I saw
Yeah,
that he went to the Falcons. I didn't know that.
he took a vet minimum. I don't know if they're different. Took
It's
a
vet. Yeah,
vet. Yeah, vet minimum is different than
it's
league
like if you're in the
minimum,
league for
obviously.
like f at least 5 seasons, I think in the or NFL, that's what it is. Yeah, I mean that doesn't surprise me. The Dolphins are paying him a
To play
fuck ton of
against
money to
them.
play against them. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Damn. I didn't know he signed for men. I also didn't know
Yeah.
that, like, he's considered a vet.
I think it's like if you've been in the league 5+ years, I think is what it is, because I think he's only been in the league 6. So
Been like 6 years? Man, time flies.
yeah, he was in 20.
Good night.
I still remember Tank for Tua. I'm old enough.
Was surprised the Falcons, like, why would you bring Tua in? Like, just you got Kirk. Like, I know you kind of want to move on from him, but you're going to move on from him for Tua.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Kirk, I know only has like maybe a year or two left, but he's proven he can still win football games. The other two guys he got haven't.
They fucking hate Kirk Cousins. I've
Why?
never
He's
seen
done
a.
nothing but win them football games
I
and be
know.
just a great backup quarterback, mentor, whatever you want to Penix, who sucks. And now you bring in Tua, who also sucks and can't think. This quarterback room is atrocious.
Golly, man.
I think Stefanski is a good head coach, but it's like he's been just the last. however many years he's been a head coach, he's had nothing but dog shit in the quarterback position.
And like, meanwhile, Matt Ryan is now running like the book, he's like president of football
Oh,
operations.
yeah.
So like, he's running the
He
whole
is?
fucking show. Yeah. And like, he's got to look at this dog shit quarterback room, and he's just like, guys, what the fuck happened?
Stefanski's gonna be up there week three, be like, "Hey man, how's the shoulder feel?"
Matty Ice making a return.
Philip
Or
Rivers can
Matty
do it. You
Cooper.
can do it.
Yeah. Who do you think is worse, Philip Rivers or Matt Ryan?
If they had to go right now,
Yeah.
I mean, Philip Rivers looked like competent, so I guess I'd say him just because we haven't seen Matt Ryan play. But
I guess you're right. Yeah.
if Matt Ryan was like, "Hey, I'm going to come out and suit up for a game," I'd be like, "Yeah, see what he's got."
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, all right, go ahead. I don't
Fuck it.
care.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
It's just a game.
This is just to get headlines on Get Up tomorrow.
I just, like I said this again in the car on the way back, like, why not just roll with Kirk? If they had started Kirk from the jump last season, they would have been in the playoffs.
Some are saying.
No, they would have, because didn't they tie for the, or weren't they like second by half a game and he only started like the last six or seven games?
They were,
yeah, that was a weird race with
Was like
the Bucks, Panthers, and Falcons were
they
like
were
all
right
there.
there
Yeah.
with the Bucks and Panthers, but it's like because of the tiebreakers, they is like, yeah, they were right there mathematically, but they didn't have a chance. So it was like, well, shit. If you just started them from week one, which I get why you didn't because of Penix, but like you had the opportunity to do that this season, and they're not. But what do I know?
Yeah. Man. That's football.
What else happened? Mike
Not
Evans left
Gavin's.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, he went to San Francisco, the place where everyone gets hurt all the time, coming off of a coming off the worst injury of his career.
I
Yeah,
saw a
don't have him near the substation.
I saw a tweet that was like, this team's gonna need a bigger blue tent. It's like Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, which he got shot. But yeah, I think he also got hurt too.
I think so.
George Kittle, like, man, that team is gonna need a bigger
Trent
blue tent.
Williams.
Trent
Yeah.
Williams.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't know what fucking Brandon Ayuk is up to.
He still on the team?
Oh, he's, if you're not, Jimmy showed me the video of him riding by the stadium while they were playing a game. Just like, he's just
I knew he
like,
didn't play, but I didn't know if he was still
yeah.
like a member, like if he was still receiving paychecks from them.
Oh, well, I think all that money is like gone. Like
Okay.
he's not getting any of it. As he shouldn't.
What an idiot.
I want the bag. I don't want to play for you anymore. Okay, here.
What do you want, man?
It's like,
Pick
I
what
want
you
the
want.
bag. I don't want to play with you anymore. Okay, we'll give you the bag. I still don't want to play with you anymore. The fuck?
Is
Say
how this
thank you.
works. We give you money, you do a job. Everyone else on this godforsaken planet has to do that. Do yours. Yours is just a game, and you get paid bazillions of dollars. Bazillion. Did we talk about they're not letting Kyler Murray come back? Did we talk about that last week?
Did he officially get signed or traded or whatever?
They cut him.
He's going to Minnesota, or I don't know if it's official yet, but the like big rumor is he's going to Minnesota.
Yeah, they cut him.
Don't know if he's going to back up nine or what's
You shouldn't.
mean, I don't know.
I'd rather go with Kyler Murray. That's saying something.
I don't know.
We'll see. Only we'll just have to find out when we watch football.
I thought there was another big one, but I could be.
All right. Well, moving on from the NFL, the NHL trade deadline happened on Friday. It wasn't quite a barn burner of a trade deadline, but some decent moves happened. Let me see here. So let me the probably one of the probably one of the biggest moves is Nazem Kadri getting traded back to Colorado from Calgary. Colorado gave up a first for next year and a second for this year. I think they're conditional picks. I don't know the condition. And like two prospects. And it's crazy. It's crazy that they were able to do this. It feels like the past couple of, like the year or two before the Avs won the cup. And ever since then, it's kind of felt like the salary cap really isn't real for them. And it's frustrating. I think Nazem Kadri is making like $10 million or something, $10 million a year, which is crazy when you think about like Rantanen wanted like 12, and then they traded him, and then he got traded again. And now he's in the same division. So crazy. Crazy stuff. So better kiss the cup goodbye to mainly everyone. But other than that, the New York Islanders traded for Braden Schenn, center on the Blues, who's actually the captain. What are they traded? A first, a third, a roster player, and I think a goalie prospect. I think he's a prospect. I don't think he's a nobody. But yeah. And now the Islanders, who are already a good team with, you know, their stud first overall pick, Matthew Schaefer. But now they have Braden Schenn, and now it feels like they're kind of in the same realm as like the Carolina Hurricanes. Like they don't really have like a superstar, other than like Matthew Schaefer, because Matt Barzell's kind of cooled off a little bit. But past that, it kind of feels like they're just a really stacked team with no superstars. But normally, those teams do pretty well. They don't win, but they do pretty well. They don't win the cup, that is. La 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 la. Detroit traded for Justin Falk. I missed that one. He's a good defenseman. Wouldn't mind having him. A right-handed defenseman, because the Predators traded Nick Blankenberg, probably their brightest young roster player, who's a right-handed defenseman. And now we don't have him. And now we still, if you were here back when I did my NHL, I think it was post-NHL free agency, when all we have four really good left defensemen. And now we still only have four really good left defensemen and Nick Perbix, which he's pretty good, but we just need we need some fucking guys on the right side, man. Let's see. The Ducks traded for John Carlson. We were on Chris's bachelor's trip with our friend Ryan, who is a Caps fan, who was not stoked about it. Because he's a good player, and obviously you want your good players, but he is old. But yeah, and he makes a lot of money. But now the Ducks feel a little bit more complete. They're still super young, even though they just added like a 35-year-old. But he's a really good player.
Ovi said it was the saddest day of his career.
Yeah, I mean,
all of his friends are gone.
They've been on the team, yeah. That team together for a while too. Yeah.
Tom Wilson, him and Tom Wilson, the only two from the Cup team that are still there.
Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, he could sign back there in free agency, which he might do. Is if Ovechkin comes back, then he might, you know, they might just run it back, you know, while they still have him. Preds traded Michael Bunting away to the Stars. That felt like we could have gotten more out of that, at least a second, but we got a third. And like it was there was this point in the trip where all these trades were happening, and the Preds traded two like third, fourth liners, and then this happened, and it was like it felt like we were going to trade everyone, which it's kind of like, hey, if you're just gonna do it, just do it. Like,
Rip the band-aid off.
yeah. Like, even if you trade everyone except for like Forsberg and Yossi and Saros, like, go ahead. And even if you do trade all those three players as well, like, trade them all. Like, just field an NHL an AHL team. Like, we've been bad. We didn't make the playoffs last year. And like we're not gonna make it this year. We've been kind of like dog shit since the Olympic break. We've had only like a couple of wins sprinkled here and there, but it's sort of like, hey, we're not really going anywhere. And then like this trade deadline, we got a second and two thirds, and we traded in Blankenberg. We got a fifth for that guy, and it's like, what are we doing here? Like, you can't rebuild with third and fifth round picks. Like, you can't do it. You can do it with seconds because, like, I mean, you know, something happens, they miss that team misses the playoffs, and then you get a high second or whatever. And it's like you're already bad, like your second's gonna be high anyway. And so it's like you're catching people that are, I mean, I'm fucking fumbling my words here. So you're catching all the people that fell out of the first round, and it's like, cool. But then past that, it's few and far between that you're gonna catch a gem, or like someone that just like comes out of the sixth or seventh round that like actually makes the squad and is decent. Like, it's kind of frustrating when I really just think about it, because it's like I think they did like a press conference after the deadline, because we didn't acquire anyone, but we sent people away, and then I think Trotz was asked, like, why didn't you trade Erik Haula, who's going to be a free agent this off season? And then he was like, well, I just didn't want to do that to him. Hey, it's not personal, man. It's business. This is sports. Like, he'll understand. Like, this is like his. He's, I mean, this is his second stint with us, and we're like his fifth or sixth team. Like, what are we doing here?
He's ridden this boat before. He's been put in this exact situation before.
Like, it's not a big deal. And like, fucking, like, we probably should have traded O'Reilly, because like he's like 34, 35, and like he's still a good player. He's still like a really good player. He's like a second line center on a Stanley Cup roster. That's what he is, and that's where he thrives. And it's just like, you can't. It's like, yeah, we got him on a super cheap deal, so we might as well keep him. But it's like, fucking, you got him on a super cheap deal, that means his value's up, and he's having a great season. He has like 22 goals and a bunch of assists. Like, he's playing like a first liner, because, you know, on our team he is. And so it's. And like the answer that I keep getting from, like, you know, when they're fielded these questions about like, why didn't you trade this guy? Why didn't you trade this guy? Because like, they're not going to sign here, and we're not going in the right direction. And it's just like, well, you know, I didn't want to do that to the guys. It's like,
They want to win too.
yeah.
It's a
This
business.
being selfish.
These are grown ass men. Like, you can't be like, oh, I don't want to do it. It's like, no, it's fine. they'll be okay.
Yeah.
They
Basically,
know the risks.
the majority of players on this team have been traded before because we can't fucking draft and develop forwards. Like fucking Philip Forsberg was traded, like, to us. Like, and that's how we get good players. We have to fucking trade for them or sign them in free agency. Which is like fine if like, you know, your defense is your bread and butter, but it's like our defense hasn't been doing great either. Like, what are we doing? And so it's like all signs point to, hey, be ass for like 3 years. And then, you know, it'll take a couple of years to like actually be good, but like you cannot be good in this league if you don't have a superstar. And like Philip Forsberg is like on the cusp of that. Roman Josi is consistently a top three defenseman in the league. Like, it doesn't make any sense on what we're doing. I think it was last year or the year before when like there was questions surrounding like, hey, where is this team going? And it was like, well, you still have Forsberg in his prime, you still have Saros in his prime, Josi's still great. Like, we need to sign all these free agents, and we signed Stamkos, Shea, Marchessault, and like it was looking good. The signs were there to like, hey, this team, we're actually going to be good. That did not happen. And so like you have to pivot. You have to pivot when you have to. You can't just stick to your guns. Like,
It's like we tried the spending a fuck ton of money route. That didn't work. Like, the only other option is tank, or not tank, but rebuild.
yes.
Yeah. And I'm pretty over this, like, you know, after like the cup run and the President's Trophy win and like a couple more playoff appearances after that, we were going through this, what they were calling a soft rebuild.
Competitive rebuild.
We're still in this soft rebuild. We're not actually rebuilding anything. Pretty sick of it.
Because they
So
never tore it
just,
down. Like, they
just
just,
fucking do it. Just rebuild it. Like, but I will say, that being said, at the batch trip, Will showed me a tweet that there were rumors of Philip Forsberg being on the market. And if that had happened, I would have not been okay for like the rest of the trip.
Yeah. Like, whenever they finally decide to rebuild, which big if, it'll be a couple of months, too, of me being sad. And then, but ultimately coming around to accept it. And then the season will start. And then we'll be bad. And I won't pay attention as much, but, you know, always have score notifications on, so I'll always be keeping up with them. But at the same time, it's like they got to do this. Like, this is a part of sports. Like,
Your
being
thought
bad.
process was literally like the seven stages of grief. Like disbelief, denial, anger, bargaining, guilt, depression, and then acceptance. Yes. Like, the reason the Oilers have been to the Stanley Cup final 2 years in a row is because they were ass for a long ass time. And they had like four first overall picks, dude. And like two of them didn't hit, three of them did. And then they got a fucking generational player. They got two generational players, Draisaitl and McDavid. And then like Nuge, who was a first overall pick, people forget that. And like he's great too, but like, you know, obviously not as good, but he's still a fantastic player on that roster. And so like it's just, hey man, if you look at all the teams that are good now, they were bad. Yeah.
It's easy to see. And it's like you look at fucking Florida. They were ass for so long. And then they drafted and developed players. They got Barkov, and he was there for a while before they got good. But like, that's when like your free agent signings come in, your deadline deals, you're drafting and developing players, and then you're still drafting. And if you draft well, you can trade prospects, and then you get players. And it's like all these teams were bad. All these teams were bad. And middle of the road is a death sentence. It's not going to get you anywhere. And it's like the Preds, they've really only been bad like a couple of times. And like that's not enough times. You have to be bad for like a couple of years consistently in succession with each other to get the draft picks, to get the big name players. You draft and you develop them and you don't trade them, and then you figure it out from there.
Yeah.
But that's where it starts.
That's how the Avs became good. They were so bad. They got Cale Makar, the Connor McDavid of defense.
Yes. They got fucking Nathan MacKinnon. And it's like Nathan MacKinnon was a very medium player his first year after being a first overall pick. Like, and then they signed him to like a four, like a 6 year, $4 million per year. And that's how they built their fucking lineup, because like their number one player was making pennies on the dollar, because that's it just happened that way. And so like all right.
You get Matt Duchene off your team, you're golden.
Yeah.
If
All right. That's enough ranting.
you feel better, just getting
Not
it out in the
really, but
void.
yeah, I
Sometimes
guess.
it helps.
It's just like I was
I mean, we're
sitting in
right there
traffic
with you.
today. I was sitting in traffic
Yeah.
today, and I'm just like thinking, I'm like, it's like we did shit, but like we also didn't do fucking anything. Like,
We did the wrong type of shit.
yes, we didn't do enough shit. My Netflix is playing in the background. I don't know if you can hear that.
No.
Cool.
No.
It's incredibly distracting to me. So hopefully it stops soon. But yeah. Oh my God, I can't fucking. You guys talk about something for a second. I gotta pause this.
Okay. I think we should go over the hypothetical questions that were asked on the bachelor party by our friend
Oh yeah.
Josh.
Which
'Cause they
ones?
were,
There.
I don't remember everybody's answer because
All right, what are we
bachelor
talking
party
about?
drinks were flowing. Josh's hypotheticals on the Titans and like greatest sports moments. And
Josh
one
had a
was,
fantastic amount of hypotheticals and sports questions
he had some
on the
great ones,
live.
dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the ride?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any ones that I was not asked?
I mean, the ones on the ride back were like, if you were not a Titans fan, what fan would you end up becoming?
I think by association, probably Cowboys.
Right. And then I talked about how my dad was a Redskins fan, and but that's what old dudes, that like they're fans of like all these teams that have been around for a while that were like good in like the 70s and 80s and 90s, because like those were the teams that were on TV. And then I was also like, well, I also could have been a Carolina Panthers fan because my parents are from North and South Carolina, so that could have happened as well. Or I could have been a Colts fan because of Peyton Manning, because there were very few Titans fans that I can remember growing up with, because I grew up in Knoxville and Peyton Manning was God. He has a statue in front of Neyland, and everyone just like whenever he left, they became Colts fans, and so like it's kind of pissing me off. But after the fact, obviously I'm not in high school anymore, and I really wasn't a sports fan in high school, but I'm getting post
Mad.
grief. Yeah, post mad. I'm like, I should have been mad about this in the past, but I didn't care. But so things like that. And then we were talking like what college team would you be a fan of if you weren't? Or, well, he asked, what college team would you be a fan of if you could choose, like, if you didn't have to go with like your team? And then I was like, well, I don't know about choosing because I don't follow college sports as closely, but then I was thinking about it and I was like, probably like Michigan, honestly, because like Michigan, decent at basketball, great with hockey, and like pretty good at football, you know? They really haven't had a lot of really bad years, so probably that one. And then shit like that. He was just right off the dome.
I don't know the answer to that question because I'm kind of in that predicament. Like, I don't really have a college team, and I still don't really follow one specific one.
Yeah, but
Just like a fan of all college athletics, really.
I mean, you could just pick a random one then, and then like pick one that's like kind of like maybe mediocre at everything now, and then whenever they come on the come up, just be like, yeah, well, yeah,
Let's go CO State.
they're not they
I
got a
don't know.
decent basketball team.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that way you get in with someone like, I don't know, like Cincinnati or something like that. So whenever they get good again, you're like, hey, I've been here.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
He had some real thinkers on the car ride. And then we were talking about like best video games per generation of like consoles. And that was
Ryan probably had some words to
that
say.
took up a good hour and a half of our drive.
Well, I guess it wasn't best. It was
It
favorite.
was your favorite for each generation of like console. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like that was a that one took up a while on the car ride. That was a good one. 'Cause it was
Yeah,
like,
I don't think I can give y'all a quick answer.
yeah, that's like a whole episode if we're gonna talk
That's a
about
thinker.
that.
Yeah.
I did have to do some Googling to remember everything, but yeah.
Nice.
But like sports questions, so like, but we the one he asked you that he also asked us was like, what's your best moment that you've been
Present for?
present for?
Yeah. And
Sporting
like,
event.
yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I really don't have one, except for when me and Sean went to Tuscaloosa to with the band, and MTSU played Alabama, and in that game, Kevin Byard had an interception, and we were like in it at the half, and we were like, hey, it could happen, because we were showing some life. And then Derrick Henry came in at the second half and had like 300 yards. And he won the
Yeah.
Heisman that year. Yeah.
I just thought it was funny when Will answered with that question. Was like, his best live sporting event was a Kevin Byard interception and a five touchdown loss.
Yeah. Well, like as a Titans fan, it was cool to witness that because it was two Titans, future Titans. And
Didn't
then
know that at the
right.
time.
You know,
But
this is post glad instead of post mad. As
fair enough.
yeah. So
I know I answered him. I don't remember what I said.
I know for saddest, I believe we collectively all said the Titans Bengals playoff game.
Yeah. That
Fucking
was rough.
Tannehill. Yeah. I
I
don't
might
remember.
have I might have said like I don't know if this counts, but I was in the park for game six of the Western Conference Finals when the Preds beat the Ducks. I don't know if that counts, but it felt like I was there.
It kind of
Like
counts.
I wasn't watching in the living room in the dark.
Yeah.
So, oh no, I remember what I said. It was the year after the Eagles won the Super Bowl and they played in Nashville. And like that stadium was like 70% green jerseys. It was just like it felt like you were at an away game. That's how bad it was. And like those Philly fans like shut down Broadway before the game. Like they were just everywhere. And we went to overtime and Corey Davis caught the game-winning touchdown and everybody just looked so sad. But I was on cloud nine. I was like, this, that, fuck yes. That was awesome. Or the Chiefs game when
Block field goal.
we blocked field goal. But like the Vrabel like mathematics, like clock management to get us the ball back ended up helping a lot. So maybe either those two, but my real answer would probably be Western Conference Final, Game Six.
Hell yeah. I also brought up whenever we went downtown to see to watch the end of the sweep against the Blackhawks, and like it was like us and like 20 people because they were just like projecting the game onto Bridgestone Arena like
Just like
a banner.
in the plaza,
Yeah.
like just right outside of it.
And like there really wasn't a lot of people there. The game was sold out, but like there wasn't a lot of people there, but I don't even think we brought chairs.
We did not bring chairs. We stood the whole time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so like we weren't in the building, but we were right outside the building, even even closer than, you know, your Western Conference thing there. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch that game because I had a prior commitment, unfortunately. But oh well. Shit happens.
I mean, we were going downtown quite often.
Yeah. I think I only went downtown twice.
I went with my dad probably four or five times, maybe.
Yeah, because I went after this for the game four of the first series, and then game one of the cup final, which did not end well. But that's the past.
We went to another one before the cup final.
I don't know, brother.
You weren't feeling very well.
No, that was
That was game one of
game
the cup
one.
final.
Yeah.
I watched game one of the cup final like at my aunt's house.
No,
I don't know.
me, you and your dad went, and your dad on the way back was like, "Hey, that guy behind us was gay." And I was like, "Yeah." He was. Good observation, I guess.
Don't even remember that. I probably blocked that out. I was like, good.
Was on the car ride back. I remember that specifically.
Dad's be doing that. My
Man,
dad used to. Oh, go ahead. No,
we
no.
were just
I was
talking
gonna
about. No, go ahead, Chris, please.
say whenever. When I was a kid, whenever like Ellen DeGeneres was on TV, my dad was like, "You know, she's married to a woman." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. You say it every time she's on the television."
Chris was like, "I love Ellen."
Ally, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
Hot take nowadays.
really.
Yeah. Get the Presidential Medal of Freedom and then all goes downhill from there. But yeah, pretty much collectively the saddest was the playoff game against the Ravens.
The
But yeah.
Bengals. Bengals.
Yes, the Bengals,
Both were
yes.
sad, but
Both were sad.
the Bengals was the worst.
Bengals made us commit crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, dine and dashes, yeah.
Which
I'm
one
not
is
proud
more
of it.
sad? Not proud of that at all.
They were fine. We didn't order like hundreds of dollars. We each ordered like a sandwich. There.
And
Yes,
a
and we
beer.
shall not. We shall not say which establishment.
Nope, because I still like
We
to go there.
did not go there for a long time.
Didn't show our faces in those parts.
Yeah.
Correct.
It was like, this is the right move to not do this. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anything else, fellas?
Shit. No?
Not
I don't
really.
think so. I mean, obviously, we didn't watch a ton of sports over the weekend. So we were.
We're a little out of it right now.
Yes.
Out of the loop. Next week, we'll get probably a breakdown of the soon to be March Madness. We'll start talking more college ball next
I
week.
mean, next week we'll have a tournament field set.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Hooray.
Coming with brackets.
Yeah, I mean,
Possibly.
it'll be like 2 days before like the first four
Oh,
starts. So yeah.
perfect. The sports world just runs this show.
Well, yeah.
Crazy.
Show kind of
So
writes
maybe
itself if you think about
we
it.
got content next week.
Yeah. Best
And I
time
mean,
of year.
we'll just be talking about college basketball for the next 3 weeks.
Yep, and then the dark days.
Well, the draft.
Yeah, and then the dark
And then the
days.
dark days.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about like NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs.
Just
True. Okay.
dark days made me think. Today, the Reds announced that Hunter Green, ace starting pitcher, will be out until July, getting bone. He's having a surgery to clean up like bone chips or something in his elbow. So
Ew.
that's fun. Season's over.
On the way down, Connor said there was this Braves player that got suspended for PEDs when
Yep.
he got suspended the year prior, also.
Yep. 160. He's out the whole year.
He's out the whole season. Connor was
Fucking
pissed.
moron. Yeah, I would be too.
That one of those ones where you get suspended with no pay?
I believe. I don't know. I mean, I would hope so, because it's
Hopefully.
like
It's his
it's a
second
vacation.
offense.
Yeah. His
Right.
second offense in 2 years.
Yeah. Figure it out, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can always dig something up for sure.
Of course. Well, I'll go ahead and send us home. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe. Any interaction with this really helps us out. Really helps our reach. Really helps us reach us new people. So we can spread the word of the Trendcenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Use code TFTM at checkout, 15% off a premium membership. They actually sent out an email today. I don't know if you guys saw that. They got like a bunch of new features, and then like they're also partnering with like some sports books, I think.
Yes.
Really, there's a bunch of quality of life stuff going on. So exciting stuff. Also follow them on X. They are a they're a great follow, and they throw out picks constantly. So yeah, follow us on X, the Everything app, for updated picks. Obviously, like, I'm probably not gonna bet until next week. So, but Chris will bet on everything. So, follow me. And if I get spoiled, I may throw something. Other than that, gents, it's time to see you all next week.
Sure
but,
is.
goodbye. Now let's make some money.
Ooh. All right.
Reason will prevail.
Reason will prevail.